You're riding alone on a moonlit but starless night. You just missed your exit. Now there's only one way back home. So sit back, open your ears, and hold on tight, because you're about to take a quick detour through Uncanny County.
You don't find this strange? The secret interview at a casual restaurant, using code names for God's sake, driving out to meet the woman I'm theoretically replacing in a backup television studio in the middle of nowhere?
I just figured it was par for the course in the news biz. Or a ritual sacrifice. That last part was a joke?
It was funny.
Morgan, Helen looks harmless enough.
Ms. Macklow, News 3's executive producer is no one to be afraid of. Unless you're trying to hide a big story from her.
And she said the job was yours.
If Connie Ambrose signs off. Well, after all these years, I guess she has earned that right.
There's that accent. Does it always come back when you come home?
No, and it's not home. Not for years now. There, she's turning up ahead.
I see it. Wow. This is off the map.
It's their old studio. Apparently, it's the only place Connie will work.
Okay, that's a little weird.
I guess if you're as big as she is, you get what you want. There it is, on the right.
You know, this would be a huge change for us.
And a huge step for me. From night weekend anchor in nowhere, Texas, to filling the seat of the biggest local anchor in the entire...
I mean, it's theoretically hard enough to find work as a theoretical physicist.
I know, but this could be my big...
I just want to make sure you're really considering...
I'm considering everything. Jobs like this don't just fall out of the sky.
I'm sure they don't, but after that last...
It was a fight. We're fine.
I should come with you.
No, I'm fine. Besides, you can't. I had to sign an NDA just to meet Connie Ambrose.
Oh, good. More secrets.
Don't be that way. It's just... Wait here.
Here we are. Is your young man...
Staying in the car, as discussed.
Good. I'll remind you that what you're about to see is strictly confidential. No one. Not Brandon, not your family.
I don't have any family to speak of, and I know how to keep a secret.
All right, then.
She only works out here?
Not much to look at, is it? Guess you'd call it vintage.
Old school, for sure. Wow, the tower's only...
That's just a relay to the main newsroom. Signal goes out from there across the region.
That can't be up to HD standards.
It ain't. But the signal is.
How is that possible?
Good question. As you're about to see, Connor Ambrose is just full of surprises.
Morgan McNeil grew up idolizing newscaster Connie Ambrose, local news giant and a legend around these parts. But when she finally meets her childhood idol, Morgan may just find that being a local legend takes an awful lot more than she bargained for, especially on the airwaves of Uncanny County.
The 45th annual family hunt for the elusive beast will kick off this Saturday at 9 a.m.
And as always, the annual event is BYOB. Bring your own Bigfoot. In case they still can't find him.
You're covering it again this year, aren't you, Jerry?
Wouldn't miss it, Connie.
Don't get lost in the woods. Again.
I'll try. Hey, maybe you should go. One year?
We'll see. Someone's got to stay here to cover the real news.
Ouch! Ouch.
You can really feel the electricity in the air. Stay tuned to News 3. We'll bring you updates on tonight's storm. By all accounts, it's going to be a big one, so stay safe. Right, Jerry?
Wow, she looks exactly the same on the monitor. If the job doesn't work out, I hope she'll at least give me the name of her plastic surgeon.
She hasn't had any work done.
Then there's a portrait of her aging in an attic somewhere.
If only. Follow me.
On News 3 at 6. I'm Connie Ambrose. And he's Jerry Derry.
Look through the glass.
From all of us here at Channel 3, have a wonderful evening and an even better
I'm
tomorrow.
Confused. Is she pre-taped?
Jerry, the camera's
wow.
Still on.
You'd never know that. That banter lined up well, except for that one little glitch. Funny.
That wasn't a glitch, and she ain't on tape.
Happy? God, I hate you.
fine. We're out.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, okay?
You've known me 10 years, Jerry. You know better.
Her chair is empty. He's talking to an empty chair. And it's talking back?
That's right.
Don't be such a baby.
I can't work like this.
She ain't gonna hurt you for real.
Yeah. Maybe she'll just screw with my GPS again, and I'll spend another week lost in the woods.
For the 1,000,000th time, I did not fry your GPS. Although, if I wanted to, I could.
I want a raise.
You'll get it.
Wait. Where's the crew?
Back at the main station.
Right, but somebody must have to...
Nope. Just Jerry. For her eyelines.
Helen, is that you?
It is. There's someone I'd like you to meet. Come on, right through here. Connie, this is Morgan McNeil.
Ms. Ambrose, first let me say what a pleasure it is to... I'm sorry, I don't know where you...
Over here, sweetheart, in the TV.
Oh, I get it. She's in another room?
No.
Working at home? Green screen?
I wish. She's in there, and she is... what she is.
Am I? What did you tell her I am?
Miss McNeil can figure it out for herself. She's here to...
I know why she's here. Morgan McNeil, University of Texas, top of your class. Double major, broadcast journalism and criminal investigation. Since then, you've logged 17 months as a general beat reporter in Houston, 7 months as a nighttime weekend anchor down outside of Lansdale. That's quite a commute for you.
Wow,
you're
that didn't
from around here. Used to watch my newscast every night. Oh, isn't that sweet?
You were an inspiration to...
You went to live with your grandmother after your parents were killed in a car wreck. Sorry to hear that. You're an Aries. Don't really believe in horoscopes, only you kind of do. You think you want kids, but not yet, as it doesn't fit into your 10-year roadmap. Your long-term relationship is reasonably solid, but a lot more work than you think it ought to be. Your boyfriend, Brandon, is going for his PhD in theoretical physics, but his big disappointment at the moment is that he can't seem to break his own high score on his vintage Galaga machine.
Yes. How did you...
Public records. Google. Your boyfriend just tweeted that last bit. Everything's connected these days.
You searched all that just now?
That's right.
Because you're in the TV. You're connected. Plugged in.
Well, through the studio Wi-Fi, but yes.
Anything else?
You're here for my job. But you're not going to get it.
Unless we convince you otherwise. Let's just talk. What's the harm in...
Just stop. Both of you. Ms. Ambrose, Ms. Maglow, I just can't. I tried to play along out of respect, but come on. This is just nuts.
You have no idea.
Why would two professionals of your stature try so hard to mock someone just starting out in the business? This prank is beneath
you. It ain't no prank.
You expect me to believe that Connie Ambrose, the greatest newswoman in the country, is nothing more than some sort of electronic ghost?
I'm not a ghost.
Morgan. Connie, that's enough.
Sorry.
What the hell was...
Her hand, more or less.
That was her hand?
Kind of.
It's hard to explain.
But how did she get in there?
That's a good question. Why don't you tell her, Helen?
It's a long story.
Short answer. I had a bad day and threw myself into my work. Now, if that'll be all, I'd like to get back to it. News never ends, you know?
How long?
30 years.
Try 36.
Time does fly.
It does. And all that time you've been talking about your responsibility to your viewers, your TV family, your neighbors. Well, Morgan here may not be you.
God, no. I meant that in a good way.
But she's a good fit to carry on your work.
Don't even.
She's a solid anchor. I know you've seen her reel by now, and don't pretend you're not impressed. Plus, she's from here. You were her inspiration. Who better to carry your torch,
Helen,
to a new generation? You said it yourself. News never ends. It's time. Time for you to move on.
Ms. Ambrose, I'm sorry. I wasn't aware you were not ready to step down. But...
Here's the but.
She does make a good point. You've evolved. You might be the next step in evolution or something. When people find out...
They won't.
They will. I can't imagine how you've kept it a secret this long. When they find out, they'll come for you. Try to figure out how you did it. Get you in a lab, or...
Let them try. Anything else?
No, it's just... I'd hate to see you remembered as... Well, as anything other than as the country's best anchorwoman.
You're good, but not good enough. What do you propose I do? Turn myself off? Vanish into thin air to preserve my legacy? What kind of nonsense is that?
Connie, be reasonable. Just consider.
Go back to Lansdale, little girl. There's nothing for you here.
Holy crap.
That's Connie. Well, what's left of her?
She's so angry.
I guess. She puts on a good show, at least. Hope you're all right. She don't usually lash out like...
I'm fine.
Whatever that thing is, it ain't her. Could copy, though. Like an artificial intelligence or... Hell, she almost fools me from time to time, and I, of all people...
Why now?
Sorry?
This has been going on for years. Surely you've thought about talking to her about this before.
I have. We play this game every few years. Always ends with her digging in her heels. She still has heels. But now, well... Let's just say there are a few new pieces on the board.
There's never been a blackout? Power outage?
Yep. Lost the feed, but didn't affect her a whit.
If you took out the tower...
Reckon she'd end up stuck here alone. That don't seem right, whatever she is.
You know her well.
Knew her. That thing is just an echo. God dang it. This ain't the best time... Oh, right. I'll be right there.
What happened?
Never mind. It ain't covered by your NDA. Speaking of which, I need you to stay here. I got a couple more forms my lawyer said we should.
But...
You will be compensated for your time, but you are not released. Stay here in the newsroom. She won't hurt you. Be right back.
Huh.
Here you go, as requested. This form absolves you of any and all liability in the event of... Well, in the event of anything. We better move. The storm's gonna hit any minute. Look, I'm sorry you had to keep this secret. I know it's wearing on you. It'll be over soon.
It'll be over, all right. As soon as she finds out you were really hiring me.
You're doing good here, son. I hope that will give you some peace. That and the money.
It is a lot of money.
You know, Morgan might still get the job. It's out of my hands. Either way, she's a good enough candidate, and it'll keep Connie off guard. Emotional. That'll help, right?
It should.
You checked the setup?
Your people followed my specs perfectly. 5 points in a circle around the tower. If this really is some sort of Class 3 echo, we'll trap her. She'll get emotional and start to break apart. Then we'll have her.
You're sure that thing you built's gonna work?
100%. Theoretically.
Don't answer it. Let's do this.
Hey. So I'm stuck in here until Miss Macklow gets back. Everything's fine, don't worry. I do wish I could talk to you about this, but I can't, so... I don't know. I'm rambling. See you soon. Miss Ambrose? If you're listening, I would like to say I'm sorry. You've always been and still are an inspiration to me, and I'd never want to stand in the way between you and the work you do. So, very well.
Go on.
That's it. Except I would like to thank you. I just, as strange as it is, I have a chance to tell you that I love doing what I do, and a big part of that is thanks to you. I'd never want my big break to be at your expense. Couldn't live with that. You're a legend, and rightly so.
Oh, have a seat. Not there. That's my chair. If you sit there, I'll have to hit you with a couple million volts.
Of course.
Joke! Supposed to be. Not that funny to you, I guess.
Sorry. I'm gonna go now. Your secret's safe, I will...
No, don't. I'm sorry. Please, sit. I'm sorry if I hurt you earlier. I get emotional. I get a little... unstable. Literally. Can't hold my form. Weird. So, Helen's finally dead set on shutting me down.
Well, I don't...
Guess she's finally decided I'm more thing than me. You know she thinks I'm a demon? Or some kind of poltergeist?
Don't know why she thinks that.
Easier for her.
I've just met you, and I can see it. You're alive.
Am I? I can't tell anymore. I don't eat, don't breathe. My heart, if I have one, doesn't beat. Sure, I can change clothes in the blink of an eye, but that's just a parlor trick.
Really?
Sure.
Wow, that's a great shirt. It's my shirt.
A copy. More like a picture. Gotta stay current. You don't mind, do you? You never know where life will take you. Life, or whatever this is.
Seems to me if you're wondering if you're alive, you probably are. If you don't mind me asking, can you see them? Your viewers?
Lord, no. Wouldn't be right. But I can feel them. Their trust, respect, even love. To some of them, I'm practically part of the family.
I remember.
So there's that. A tiny bit of love from a whole lot of people. Still, it's not what I used to. Why, Helen and...
What?
Lord knows if I could change what happened that night, I would. I sure wouldn't have been here when that storm hit. If I'd had any sense, I would have followed her back to...
The power.
Someone shut it off.
But you're...
I've got my own power.
Now, what is that? Connie? What's happening?
I don't know.
No, don't get out of there. I think you should stay in your shed or whatever you are during this...
That time, something's pulling me out. It's not actually...
It's working!
Connie! Oh my god! Brandon, what are you... Helen? You hired him to...
Sorry, darling. It was for the best.
She's trapped up there, floating in... What is that? A pentagram?
Oh, yeah. 5 points on a circle around the tower. I see it now. Never really thought about it.
Why are you doing this?
It's pulling her apart.
No, she's just angry. She can't hold her form.
Brandon, you're killing her. Shut it down.
That thing is just energy. You can't kill energy.
Helen, stop. Help me.
Come on. Get it done.
What is that device? Where did you get it?
Made it. From what Helen told me, she's a class 3. An echo. I read up on them. In her case, her form imprinted on data. Well, data can be stored. In my dynamic vertiginous recapacitor.
Dynamic a DVR?
No, it's just a... Oh yeah, technically, I guess it is. That's funny.
Please, stop this.
You said she wouldn't feel nothing.
She doesn't feel, she's an echo. Here, everybody stand back. I got this.
Ms. Ambrose?
Connie?
Easy peasy.
Now what?
We built a secure, contained screening area. You can play her back whenever you...
You're sure she ain't alive?
Pretty sure. There are no certainties in science.
You said there was no way she was actually...
Virtually no way. See the distinction? But I'm on it. If she were alive, the data stream would be a whole lot bigger. That's all. And I made allowances for more data to a magnitude of... Oh.
What oh?
I seem to have missed a decimal point, or 12. God, I hate touchscreens.
What does that mean?
I may have severely underestimated your storage needs.
Turn it off.
I can't. The grid is pulling the electricity right out of the clouds, ramping up the power we grabbed from the studio. It's holding her in there. It's just gonna get stronger till she stabilizes, which, frankly, I don't see happening.
The tower. Everything's focused on the tower, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the anchor's... Anchor? Morgan? Honey, what are you doing?
Get out of the way, sir. The tower!
Maybe... Run? Wait a second. Is she...
Growing?
My God, she's enormous.
Just when you think you've seen everything, along comes a 50-foot newswoman.
I'm sorry. I didn't know it was really you.
Well, now you do.
I may have made a math error. My bad.
Maybe shut up now.
I hardened. It's my fault.
Why? What were you trying to...
I was trying to protect you.
Protect me?
protect me?
Or whatever's left of you.
You still don't believe me. I am Connie. Your Connie. I've always been your Connie.
No. The real Connie was never so cold, distant.
What possible reason would I have to be distant?
That was 36 years ago.
To me, it was yesterday.
Really? You don't experience the passage of time?
It's a metaphor, you jackass.
You know I had no choice.
Got to please Daddy.
You know it wasn't the time.
Please Daddy, above everything, above me.
I had no choice. I'd have lost everything.
We did lose everything.
It's not what I mean.
You married a man.
Damn it, Connie. It wasn't the time. It wasn't our time. And you know it was a disaster. That man had no more interest in me than I had in him.
A disaster? Good. Our lives have something in common.
I tried to find you after you ran away from me that night to explain. Tell you we'd still find a way.
It's not good enough. I love you. I loved you.
I loved you. I searched all over town through that freak storm. Finally, I saw you on the air of all places. I raced to get there. But I was too late. They told me that ball lightning had hit dead square in the studio and you was just gone. Till you showed up a couple months later.
And you turned your back on me.
I couldn't face what I...
Helen.
Helen? Helen?
Oh, God.
She's breaking up.
No, she's pulling herself out. She's...
Human.
Helen, I'm right here. I'm here.
My God, she's normal, except she's...
She's aging.
I thought you said commenting on a woman's age was normally...
We are well outside the rules of normal.
It's all right. I guess I'm catching up. Helen?
I'm fine.
Look at me. Look at me. How sick are you?
Oh, for the love of God, I ain't sick. Just old. Too old for this sort of nonsense.
I'm older than you are.
They sold it, the station. They're forcing me out. That's why I did it. Won't be able to protect you no more. Thought I could get whatever was left of you out of there and keep you safe. I couldn't bear the thought of them taking you away.
It's okay. I'm here now, and we're together. And you know, I've been following the news, and apparently two women loving each other isn't such a big deal these days. The world's changed.
Not entirely.
Well, it's changing. That's something, right?
Huh. That's funny. Well, not so much funny as...
What?
The energy field that was holding her seems to be even greater than I miscalculated. And it's growing.
The tower's down.
It's not coming from the tower, it's coming from... Everywhere. All directions.
Everywhere?
All over the state. Hell, the whole...
Southwest region?
My viewers. That's it. I feel it. They're pulling at me. It's like they can sense that I'm gone.
And they want you back. They love you.
That is completely and utterly possible, I think. Love is energy of a sort. How long has she been on the air? Oh. That's definitely worse.
What's worse?
The lightning, my containment grid, and the power of love may have converged into the tiniest of black holes.
What?
Connie, hold on to me.
I don't want to go back. I won't leave you.
It's her or the whole county. Maybe the world. Just run into that vortex. You'll be back on the air and the whole thing will stabilize. Probably.
I don't want to go.
There's no choice. It's expanding. It's now or never.
Or?
There's no or in now or... Okay, there is one, but...
Or?
Maybe it's time for some new blood at Channel 3.
No.
You can't. New owners won't stand for it. They'll put you in a lab.
Let them try.
Morgan!
I have to.
There's no guarantee it'll work. And if it does, you'll be trapped in there.
Then get me out. But next time, double-check the math. I do love you.
I love you. You'd better go.
Morgan, thank you.
Miss Ambrose. I consider it an honor.
And finally, tonight, a surprise wedding for two members of the News 3 family. Former anchorwoman and local legend Connie Ambrose married her longtime partner, former News 3 executive producer Helen Maclow, in a quiet ceremony out by Lake Lagadasia. Ambrose and Maclow went public with their relationship after announcing their retirement from News 3 Media. All of us here at the new News 3 wish them the very best.
Aw, that's sweet.
Gotta tell you, I had no idea.
They did keep it quiet.
They sure
I wish they hadn't used that picture.
Remember,
makes me look so old.
You are, darling. Older than me.
Hey,
feel
not much.
Get over here.
To our website. Follow me this weekend. I'll be off.
I told you. The new owners love her.
Happy to be wrong.
Thunderbird.
And I'll be here in your TV.
Not in your TV. Not actually.
No. I'll be in the studio just trying to hold things together.
Ow!
Sorry.
She is good.
That's it for us tonight. I'm Jerry Derryberry.
And I'm Morgan McNeil. From all of us here at the new News 3, have a wonderful evening and an even better tomorrow.
Now what? CNN?
I've had enough news for one lifetime. What else is on?
Morgan McNeil has some mighty big shoes to fill, but at the moment, it looks like they're gonna fit her just fine. If pressed, her new bosses would admit that they don't really understand how or why she became whatever she is, but they're keeping her secret safe because the audience loves her. And while love may not make the world go round, there are times it does seem to help hold it together, especially in Uncanny County.
Uncanny County is the unholy creation of Todd Faulkner and Allison Crane. It's produced by Todd Faulkner, Allison Crane, and William Franke, and our executive producer is Jessica Walker. Tonight's episode, Host in the Machine, was written and produced by Todd Faulkner. It was recorded and mastered by Kevin Ramsey and featured Natalie Kim as Morgan, Taylor Purdy as Brandon, Lucy McMichael as Helen, Linda Jones as Connie Ambrose, and Tom Bartos as Jerry Derryberry. Enjoying your trips to Uncanny County? Please consider supporting us on Patreon. Your monthly contribution will help us to continue bringing our special brand of weirdness to your ears. This is Todd Faulkner from Uncanny County, reminding you that the real question is, does Bigfoot believe in you?